30 10 5 4 3 2 1 Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a five-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Hoppy Easter. I stole Easter. That from somebody.
Yeah, you did.
Probably everybody. Anyway, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
It's going to be a glorious holiday today.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think
Easter's
so.
It's good, yeah. So, Beth from the bottle shop is joining us today.
Oh.
Yes. Well, they've got, you know, they really change what they do as far as events from winter mm-hmm. to spring to summer. And so she's going to talk to us about those. And I don't know, I'm going to ask her about wine trends and stuff like that. So, yeah. But you appear to be not so tired this week.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Mom's doing good.
Was it that bad?
You admitted it last week.
No, I was
like,
wiped out.
I'm dry.
I don't know why, but I was.
Well, there was a lot going on.
Well, yeah. My trip to Arizona and Academy and mom's crashes. And
Right. How is mom?
She's doing good. She's healing.
Good. Good.
Well.
Good.
Yeah. She's, I'm
Henry
doing
as ever.
Good as can be expected. Yeah, pretty much.
Good.
Back to her old complaining self.
Atta girl. I'm trying to clean up the area around my my little board here and my computer.
Arm swipe into
Mason.
The garbage.
He's got a card here for custom embroidery and screen printing. I can only imagine that he's finding something special for his wife, as usual. They celebrate all their anniversaries. They're one of them.
Oh.
Like, this is this is a present for the first day I called her. This is a present for the first day that we went out to dinner. Oh, this is a special custom-made bracelet for, you know, the first time we went to the lake together. And, he's crazy.
We don't do that.
No. Oh, it's been 6 months since we got married. Oh, it's been a year. Oh, it's been 2 years. Oh, it's been a year and 3 months and 47 minutes. Here's a gift. And I'm like, that'll wear off soon.
It doesn't sound like it.
And he says, well, they've only been married for a couple. I don't even think they've been married for 2 years. But he did it before they got married, too. So I said, you know, eventually you're going to run out of ideas. Like, what are you going to do then? How do you top yourself from the last present?
Make up new ideas. New adventures.
He needs to be pretty creative. Speaking of new adventures.
Yeah.
You asked me how my dumpster was.
Yes.
We rented and had dropped off another dumpster. The biggest one they have this time from Unhitched Dumpster Rental out of Genoa City. Yes, it's
who you seem to be very happy with.
Shameless plug. Love these guys. I mean, the service is unbelievable, and actually the price is really good. Like, it's just...
good information to have.
Yeah, it's awesome. Anyway, so he drops it off on Sunday, maybe 11 o'clock, noon or so, and Ty and I start filling it up with stuff, and we had the entire dumpster filled up by Wednesday night, just the two of us.
Wow. That's
how many
moving.
Like, is that, what, 20 square yards is the biggest?
Yeah, I think they're 20 yards. They're big.
Yeah, he and I.
That's a lot.
Just us. However. I'm trying to channel my inner patient person, and I can't find her anywhere.
Because she doesn't exist. But good luck. Mm-hmm. Happy searching.
I looked really hard. And because I don't know if you realize this, but we didn't buy this house to live outside in the yard.
Well, there's been a lot of yard work getting done. I noticed when I drive by.
The whole neighborhood, the whole town has noticed. Mm-hmm. Like the next door neighbor came over and she said, I went over to ask him something about building a different deck on my house. And they were like, aren't you so glad to live next door to people? That Yeah. And she's like, everybody's talking about it. And I was like, oh my God. See, that's a lot of pressure.
Like, it's gotta be just keep beautiful. Doing what you're doing. You're doing great.
It's going to be cool. Anyway. Yeah. So every day I pull in after work and I get out of my car and he's outside the house. I'm like, you know, I'm pretty sure that we're going to live inside. And I'm also pretty sure that we can't live inside and stop paying two payments and stop doubling everything.
I'm pretty sure it's trending that you'll be living outside.
Till the inside is done. So he got banned from pulling any more weeds, removing any more bricks or anything. I will say this, though. We have a big pile of bricks. If you're looking to, like, edge your flower bed or a garden or anything like that, we have pulled probably 150 million bricks out of the yard. And we have a big pile of them.
You need to put a sign out front, free bricks and
right.
other crap.
So reach out to me at nancyd@wlkg.com. If you want them for free, just come and get them. And like, seriously, because we didn't want to put them in the dumpster because that's like
that's a lot
a
of
million
weight.
Pounds. And right. I'm not. Yeah. So and what million. With all of the sticks and brush and trees and everything else and a shed that he took down and put in the dumpster.
How did he take that shed down? Just out of curiosity.
He was borrowing the station vehicle.
Which you could see the WLKG station vehicle all over Elkhorn.
Yeah, for sure.
And sometimes there's a building hook to it.
And he put a strap on the car and around the edge, the corner of the building and yanked it down with the car.
Because it works.
Then he took pictures of it and sent it to you.
Yep, he did.
And you encouraged him.
Well, that was a great idea. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. His truck's out of the shop, though, so that will not be happening anymore after.
You think. You hope.
Well, yeah.
It will.
If one more of his trucks breaks down and gets stuck in my driveway, I'm done. I'm just done. So, anyway.
So we're back in the house working.
I have always been in the house working.
No, I mean the combined effort is back in the house working.
Yes.
All right, just holler. Yes, we're ready.
I told him he wasn't allowed back in the actual house. Until we got to work on the inside. It's just like we're this close,
mm-hmm.
right? To calling in the contractors and saying, okay, here's the, right. And we're working on that. Like I am working on that. I've looked at
no
some
doubt.
Appliances. I've looked at some different things because measurements I needed and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm very close to being able to do that. However, we are still arguing about where the bathroom is going to go.
Well, I think Amy and I need to come over and tell you.
I think so, too. At this point, I really do.
Yeah,
because
that's a perfect room for it.
I know where I want it,
mm-hmm.
but he, you know.
Well, I think we're all tracking the same way.
Just the three of us. Ty
well, that's
is
what
definitely
I meant.
Not tracking the same way.
We'll bring him in.
And so, but he keeps saying, you can't have a bathroom above your fuse box, above your breaker box.
Yes, you can.
And I know. And Erin goes home and she looks at hers and she's like, my bathroom's right above mine. And, you know,
ours
everybody
is just
is
a
like,
little bit off uh-huh. of or right
like,
above
this
ours.
Has nothing to do. Like, what do you think we're going to fill up the bathtub? And, like, if we fill up the bathtub and overflow it into the breaker box below, we have way bigger problems than.
Well, and the water's going to run where it runs anyway, so.
I mean, he just, like, dude. He brags about being Mr. Safety. And it's true. He does make. You know,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't like tents that aren't strapped down properly. He won't let me go in a tent that's going to blow away or knock me over or whatever. He's like, nope, get away from there. Get away from
You can't prove that when he's pulling lath and plaster down.
And then, right.
I was ducking and diving a few times.
But then, and then he uses the car to pull down the shed.
Did he have a seatbelt on? Because, see, that would be safety.
I'm going to get him a hard hat.
He used a strap.
He did.
Oh, it wasn't geez. A chain.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Don't stop. Just stop. I know. You think it's funny.
It was a riot.
It kind of was. But don't tell him that. Don't tell him I said that.
Oh, no. I would never support what he does.
Oh, I'm sure. Right.
Yes, I will.
I know. You did. I know. I saw the text. But, yeah, it's coming along. It's definitely coming along. So,
well, it's going to take some time. It's a lot of work.
But it's every time I go there, I find something new that I love about it. And it's just, and the town and everything, like, it's just, I just love it there. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, we moved probably, I don't know, 2,000, maybe 1,800, 2,000 pounds of crap
That's a lot.
I'll know when Jared gets back to me and tells me whether or not the dumpster was overweight. So,
yeah, well, if you're putting sheds in there, chances are it's a little
wood.
Heavy. Yeah, wood gets
and
heavy.
Then he put all those vines. You know, we tore the vines off the side of the
yep.
house. So he
it looks
that.
A lot better.
It really does. Yeah. It all looks better.
Yeah, I meant to say that the other day when I stopped.
It looks...
On my motorcycle ride.
Yes, your motorcycle ride.
Yeah. Riding it a lot.
Good. Well,
yes,
you should. The weather, if the weather will just stay. Just
you
stay.
Know what? I don't even care anymore. Yeah, I got rain gear.
Yeah. Forget it.
Whatever. Yeah. Just riding.
Yeah. Yeah, it's freeing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is.
And peaceful.
Therapeutic.
Yeah. So,
that's why it took me so long to get home after I picked it up.
Oh, yeah.
I was asked if I got lost, and I said, of course.
Yeah. Hello.
That's what I do on it.
Right. Yeah. Well, wasn't it somebody's birthday or something? So you had to go home. Something was going on. Yeah, it was Dylan's birthday.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Dylan's birthday? Yeah.
That was the day after I picked it up.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
It is motorcycle riding season, and so please be careful.
Yes.
Look everywhere you can. I actually was driving home. I was driving eastbound on Highway 50 a few days ago, and there were four motorcycles traveling together, and they were in the left-hand lane, and a jerk kind of went past them on the right and then got in front of them. And, like, you could see the passengers of the two motorcycles that were in back, like, kind of like, you know, and put their mm-hmm. hands up because he almost clipped the front guy. And he did not have a happy traveling situation for about 5 miles after that.
Yeah.
Because not only were the motorcycles pretty ticked off that he did it, but the cars, we sort of maybe let the motorcycles by and then slowed down to the speed limit and... I'm not saying that I had anything to do with it, but
rage is real.
But people are not, people don't tolerate it. Even if you don't ride, people don't like to see that.
Well, and it's a good way to.
It was unnecessary.
It's a good way to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And that goes for motorcyclists, too.
And
ride,
I even
don't ride
said,
like an idiot.
Right. Ty was with me, and I even went, oh, my God. And, you know, that was a bad, bad idea. There's just no reason for it. There's no reason for it.
No, on either side.
Yeah.
We had a bike go blowing past us on the way back from Madison last weekend. Mm-hmm. After the show, Amy and I went up, and he was doing all of 130.
Yeah.
Just flying.
Yeah.
I was like, come on.
And the thing is,
weaving in and out of traffic, cutting lanes. I was like, that gives me a bad name, and I don't like that.
Well, and nobody wants to see you on the side of the road.
No.
You know, and nobody wants to, and if you crash because you're being stupid and somebody else hits you, they also have to live with that for the rest of their lives. So, not fair.
No. Amy had said when he went flying by after she could breathe again, because took us off guard. She said, well, that's road pizza. I said, yeah.
Oh, road pizza.
Well, the way he was driving, because, he was splitting lanes.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
supposed to be having
ride.
Fun, not trying to get killed.
Right. You know how to ride. Nobody is impressed by that.
Well,
but
do you?
But nobody is impressed by you flying by motorcycles and cutting in front of them because you're in some kind of fast car either.
Well, that's just it.
Sorry about you.
Yeah. You know how to drive, but do you know how to drive if you're cutting off other people?
Right.
Same thing on a bike. Do you know how to ride if you're doing three times the speed limit that they're doing and then cutting them off? You don't know what that driver's going to do.
Right.
And all of a sudden,
you don't know if it's some old
off?
Lady that can't react and all this.
Right.
Like, you can't. Yeah.
Use your head.
Yeah. But anyway, it was. I won't say it was fun to watch, but like I said, he
had a good outcome.
He didn't have a good 5 miles after that because he was forced to do the speed limit for quite a while. So, because
good
all
for
of
you
the
guys.
Rest of us decided to do the speed limit, go figure across Highway 50.
Well, so that's the rules.
Yeah. Yeah. He got the point.
Did he?
He got the point.
Let's
hope. Motorcycles were able to stay away from him and stuff.
Right.
Like, this was stupid. Stupid. Anyway, Beth from the bottle shop. She is here. She is coming up next. And
this won't be stupid.
Oh, gosh,
this will be fun.
Yeah.
And informative.
Yeah. And she's fun, like Renee fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So,
anyway. We like Beth. She's good people.
Oh, gosh, yes. So, anyway, she's coming up next right after this on Life Matters. Stay with us.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Which yells at me.
I never
start.
Say that, right?
Like right now.
Right. But he gets mad at me because,
I don't
like
get
I said,
mad.
I, when the commercial ends, we have to start talking.
Correct. Okay.
Tell me what.
See, a lot of times.
I can't hear the commercial.
And
I can't
you're
hear
good.
It.
We're,
exactly.
We're
a lot of times
now.
We don't know that.
Right.
And I'll be saying something and look over and the green line's bouncing. And then I know I talked too soon.
But they put me in the corner so I do not see a green line.
Right.
You guys aren't so, supposed
I have
to see
lean.
The green line.
So.
I'm going to turn the monitor around.
Totally made Beth, I'm going to turn your mic off
Beth,
again.
Beth from the Bottle Shop joins us this morning. And we are happy this morning. It's
we
Easter.
We are very happy.
We're going to talk about mimosas. We're going to talk about a couple of things. But thank
can I
you
tell
very
everyone,
much for coming over.
My pleasure. Can I tell everyone I brought you a mimosa today?
You did? Mm-hmm. Yes, I love it.
Because that's, you know, after you find your eggs, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, not the kids, but whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But this isn't a mimosa.
Not exactly, but...
It's a pretend mimosa.
It's a pretend mimosa, and it's
because on Sunday mornings that's what you're supposed to have. But I knew that wasn't really your vibe.
No,
no, not really.
Yeah, we don't pretend a lot. Mm-mm.
This is blackberry whiskey and ginger ale.
Correct.
Delicious.
We call it the lake juice.
Yes, well, it's good lake juice.
Thank
it is
you.
Very good.
We go and scoop it out of the lake every morning.
Well, we have a good tasting lake.
We do.
All I can say.
We do. Our lake is beautiful.
Yeah. Can I just say, it's dangerously good.
Oh, yeah, it's
you know,
scary.
It's one of those things when you think, oh, man, I could just, like, drink this like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
It is
well,
kind
I took my first sip of it. I'm like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
it's really good.
It's kind of delicious.
It's well, like it's, juice from the bottle.
It's a perfect summer drink. You know, I kind of refer it or compare it to a sweet tart.
Mm-hmm.
Except for it's a lot easier to make
it
than
is.
A sweet tart. And really good because it's quenching.
Thank you. Well, what happened is, you know, you kind of have to sometimes take some lemons and make some lemonade.
Right.
So I was buying a lot of this brand of the whiskey, and then I would get the free product.
Right.
And it was the blackberry
promotion.
Whiskey.
Right.
And I'm like, what the heck am I going to do with blackberry whiskey? So we started playing around with it, and we came up with this.
Yeah.
And it's been a hit for many years.
Love it.
So much that other people come to me. And they go to other establishment bars in the area and ask for a lake juice. And the other servers look at them like they don't know what they're talking about. Then the people know where to come back to.
That's
right.
Da-da! Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the bottle shop.
It's perfect marketing.
But yeah, thanks for giving away
delicious.
The recipe.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I didn't give away anything.
Well, yeah, because you don't know the
if
brand.
If you're eating a stew, you can see the ingredients, but you don't know how to make it.
That's right.
That's true.
That is true. That
and
is true.
I have to tell you, my girls make all of our drinks with love.
Oh, I've seen. I've been there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they certainly do.
I mean, we don't have a big establishment
no.
as far as for preparing drinks and pouring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have to be very close and friendly
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
we're tight quarters for that. But it's amazing to me that we all get along and we all make the drinks and
yeah.
deliciousness.
Yeah.
Well, and if you're drinking lake juice, how can you not get along?
That's true.
I was there with Mike and Kara. I don't know when it was. It was
maybe the parade.
Christmas parade or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And like Mike and Kara are regulars there at the mm-hmm. bottle shop. Mm-hmm. And boy, they knew, like the girls know Mike. Like they, and they are so just sweet.
Friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My girls are friendly.
Like, yeah.
I've never
very
had
very nice
time
to go there.
There.
We've tried having guys work for us.
Yeah. I know.
It's
the guys are hard to employ.
The guys that we've had have been. As Tom's face shudders.
Oh, continue.
Shudders.
I'm taking this in.
It all of a sudden got really hot in here.
Right. Yeah, because the majority of your staff here is too female.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I
and,
just...
And Mike.
And
Tom.
Mike and Tom.
Mike and
I'm
Tom.
I'm not here a lot, though.
Mike.
I usually come into eye rolls. Really? You're back?
No. Never.
You're just here for the important stuff.
But it's
like
true.
Like this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, this is the right. important show. We're going to win
been
Best
upset
Morning
if
Show
I
again.
Missed this.
I hope so.
Hopefully.
Yes, fingers crossed.
All of my shows, all of the shows on the radio station are up for an award in a couple weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty cool.
Congratulations.
Every one of us.
I think Eric's doing a great job.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal yeah. with Good Morning Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andy's coming. And
I love it.
Yeah. And she hasn't been able to come so far, and she's coming now. And so, yeah, but Design Coach, Life Matters, Saturday at the 70s.
Great show.
That is Howard's favorite.
Aw.
He doesn't turn off the radio on that
anybody
day.
Anybody who doesn't like Aww. That show. It's on at our house all Saturday.
Yes,
it is. Yeah. It's awesome. That's because you know why? That's because that's when music was actually made and played.
And
the greatest music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not, what do they call it? Auto-tuned and mixed and all that kind of stuff.
It was real.
Yeah, they actually made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I use a music service at the shop, and I'm having a new speaker system put in that's going to cover the whole, all of my addresses. And so I'm really excited.
The whole of your addresses. Corner of the block.
It is.
Which is the whole
all
thing.
All the addresses, yeah.
There's also, four. Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, you want to talk about mimosas. Let's talk about mimosas real quick.
So we started a mimosa flight.
Okay. Oh.
Uh-huh. Because we do regular flights anyway. You know, we have the white, red, sweet, sparkly, and rosé flight and a featured flight. But one of my girls, Jenny, let's call her out, and she wanted to do a mimosa flight. She's the only one of my staff that likes it because it's a little bit more work because we offer 8 flavors of mimosas.
Whoa.
I picked you guys, you know, in your virtual glass there, an orange one. But we do orange juice, cranberry, pineapple, mango, peach, cranberry, blue, and tart cherry.
I know. That sounds good.
It's amazing. So you can pick a mimosa flight. So it's just like our regular flight.
Right.
But it's a you pick those flavors.
How many do you get in a flight?
3.
I never know how, because sometimes it's 3, sometimes 4. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
So 3 different flavors, because this way it's easy to commit to a 2-ounce pour.
Right.
Versus a whole glass and you're not going to like it.
And you kind of didn't like it. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
So that's why our flights just in general are beautiful for that.
That was amazing. Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Jenny.
Jenny is awesome.
Yes.
What a great idea though. I bet that's pretty popular.
It is.
Is it? Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And so, people love the opportunity for that.
Mm-hmm.
But on Sundays, we're closed today because it's Easter. And God gets his day.
Yes.
And so if we were open today, you would have gotten a $6 mimosa.
Nice.
Not a flight, the regular straight mimosa.
Right.
$6 mimosa and bloodies on Sundays normally.
Right. Well, next Sunday.
There is.
Afterwards.
And now that you know about this.
Don't let the show will stop over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll even open early for you.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Next week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In addition to that, we're getting ready for the patio to open.
I was going to say, what's coming up this summer? What's anything new? You got live music all the time. So
7 days a week, Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Nice.
Sometimes twice, on Sunday twice.
Yeah, sure.
Because Sunday mornings after we're done listening to the show, I want everybody to come to the shop and listen to music. We start music from 11 till 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more like easy listening. Like we were just talking about the 70s. Just easy listening, chill music versus, you know, get over your late night on Saturday or come and, okay, we have to start getting ready for the weekend. We don't want to be out late today.
Right.
So Sunday morning is my favorite time at the shop.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I listen to you guys on my way to the shop.
Uh-huh.
And then I go in and listen to my music play.
Aww.
And have mimosa.
And have,
or 3.
Yeah. 5. Don't judge me.
Or whatever. I don't judge.
Nobody's judging here.
They had to judge me, and I don't want to do that either.
We're talking with Beth from the Bottle Shop. Okay, so new stuff coming along. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We have never really talked about this at all on the show, I guess. Is the CBD and the THC beverages that are coming in now, and there's some issues with regard to your business with that.
Well, I think in the alcohol world
in general, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's affecting.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And so what's happened, you know, people, I don't think you should smoke if people do that. It's not legal in Wisconsin, by the way. And so, but the CBDs and the THCs in the drinks are.
That is.
Because and they come in different levels. And what happens is you don't know how you're going to react to it. So you can't add an alcohol while you're doing this kind of a cocktail. So it's an either or. And a lot of people, one of those, again, you don't want to drive after you have that potentially.
Right.
I've seen them as high as 50 and 100 milligrams.
I didn't think that would. I mean, I thought it was had. Because milligrams is different from percent, right?
Yeah. And so you have to look at the serving size also. Because just because the Whopper says it's one serving doesn't really mean that it's one serving.
A good way of putting that.
You know?
It's true.
And so the serving size, it might say 2 servings, but people don't always look at that. And so they're going to have that whole can of cocktail.
Double dose.
Yeah. Whereas they can be as low as 5. you know, so you have to find out what your body can handle.
You may think their tolerance is way higher than it actually is.
Right.
Yeah.
Rough way to find out.
But people aren't going to mix the alcohol with the CBD and the THC drinks.
Right.
And they come in even a soda. I have a grape soda one at the shop, and it's lower, you know, it's lower dosage, but that's not going in the lunch bag.
No.
Oh, yeah.
For anybody.
Probably a bad idea.
Probably not.
You know, but it says grape soda, but if you don't look.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, yes. That's you
that'll get, change.
That's deceiving. That'll change. Something will happen.
Exactly.
You know, it's from people who are the reason why we have to put directions on the shampoo bottle. Right.
Those or that are the coffee's hot.
That it, right.
Exactly.
Those are the people that make it so things like
that
change.
It may scald your leg if you spill it on yourself.
Yeah. Right. Lather, rinse, repeat. This is not difficult. But what is the limit in Wisconsin? I mean, I thought it was like 5% or something. Or
they presented me something this week that we're at 50 milligrams. And I don't want to carry that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Bruno's is doing a fabulous job. He has a nice selection. Mm-hmm. I have no problem calling out to my friend Jimmy.
Yeah.
And but I don't have the space that he has. I have seating space.
Right.
Not as much retail as Jimmy does, but he doesn't have seating space.
And so, you're right. I mean, if
you're
going to.
You really don't want seating space in the liquor store. That just doesn't work.
I don't think you're allowed. I'm just going to sit right here, Jimmy. Yeah. Just bring
pull
our
up
lawn
a case.
Chairs.
No, as nice as he is, I think he'd ask me
I think
to leave.
He would not do that. Right.
Tom, you got to go.
But you're right. If you're going to do it,
you do
have
one or
to
the other.
Know everything about it. Like if you're going to sell it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to know what side effect, like you have to know what you're doing. You can't it's not just something you can say, oh, well, we'll have a little bit of selection here and a little bit of selection of that. It's not one of those jack of all trade, master of none type products, I think, because you got to educate yourself if you're going to sell it. And certainly educate yourself if you're going to drink
it. Exactly. Right. That's what I was going to say.
But
you
would depend on maybe the seller to help you understand what this one might do and that.
Right.
Because there's also a difference, isn't there, between CBD and
the THC.
THC.
Mm-hmm. And you're calling me out, Nancy, so I'm going to go home and do some research. But I've listened to the salespeople, so it is the same, but it's different.
But it's different, right.
And I don't participate in that because I've not had good results in the past.
Right.
Nice way to put it.
Did you fall asleep, did you?
Mm-hmm. Fall asleep or throw up for days. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
That's not a good result.
No, that's probably
usually not your target result.
Counteractive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I just think that what's happening is that people are enjoying them and it gives them a different feel good feeling that maybe the alcohol doesn't do.
Huh.
And so people are dabbling and experimenting.
Sure.
But, and I have a couple customers that will only buy that now, whereas they used to come in and drink quite a bit of wine.
Wow.
Or cocktail. And whereas now they're switching, they'll rather have that.
Huh.
And so.
I have zero knowledge on this.
Yeah.
So the
I
wine,
may have to go see Jimmy.
Or Beth.
Or Beth.
Well, that's right. You're selling it too. Well, go see Beth.
A little bit. But he's got a bigger selection. I'm just a little bit. So I just dabble in it.
My
just
head hurts.
Well, but I like
she to has say, something for that.
Yeah.
I'm working on
that's
it.
That's electrolytes. So I like to say I have something for everyone. You know, so and,
you definitely do.
Yeah,
you have a wide selection of
even the puppies
spirits.
Even the puppies.
Well, yeah, water.
Mm-hmm. We have pup cups, mm-hmm. and I have doggy ice cream.
Yeah,
we have menu items for the doggies.
I got to get down there more often.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to take your dogs? Because that'll be fun.
I don't do that.
I know. I got to
you
say
don't.
That. Do you want me to bring Rummy? I mean,
yes.
You'll scare all your customers off. No, you don't. You want me to bring Sadie because Sadie just loves everybody.
Which is the
but
little
she's,
one?
No, Sadie's a little bit bigger. She looks like an egg roll.
Which is the little one?
Rummy,
the new one.
And he is Satan.
He used
yeah.
to be so cute.
Yeah,
he
no,
starts
he's
chewing
Satan.
On your toe and works his way up to like your ankle.
He's horrible.
When he's on his back legs.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Well, he's a tiny little chihuahua and he is.
Little man syndrome.
Yeah, for sure. And he, yeah, so he's, but he's Satan. So, but Sadie will just lick you to death. And she's awkward. And you can't tell, like if you look her in the eyes, I can't tell if she's crazy. Or not.
These dogs have personalities.
Oh, God, yes. But we she's have super two. Awkward, too, because, like, she runs down the hall, and she's like, you know, and she's like, Mom's home. And then she'll skid past me because she can't stop herself because of the momentum, and she's very awkward. Yeah.
So Hank and Fred are both from the same doggy mom. Yeah. You know, she got around, so two different daddies, but 4 years apart also.
Well, she had fun.
They're at the shop frequently.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they love it. So the other day, there was popcorn spilt in the theater, so I said, you guys are coming to work today.
Aww.
Yeah.
So they my dogs won't eat food off the floor.
Oh, my.
No.
What kind of dog is that?
German Shepherds.
Oh, my.
Why?
Well, they're not allowed around the table.
Right.
But Amy will feed them popcorn. Wolfgang won't eat popcorn. He will not eat people food, just dog food. And
how'd
Stella,
you make that happen? Because that doesn't happen in our world.
Well, we've never allowed him to. And I guess he's just used to it. I don't know. He's a pretty well-behaved dog.
Right.
And Stella, if you throw her popcorn and it hits the floor, she won't eat it. She's a snob.
Oh, my God. But if you put it in a bowl for her, she'll be happy.
If you hand it to her, she'll eat it out of your hand. But
so my dogs get doggy ice cream every night at 7:15.
Oh.
And with the time change, then they wanted it like at 6:15.
Oh, no. That's too close to dinner.
Because they eat at 6. But then once they have their ice cream, it's couch time. They're on the couch. Mm-hmm. They're done for the night. Mm-hmm. If 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. They get ice cream every freaking night. We can set our clock.
Yeah, my dogs would probably be problem knocking with chairs that. Over. Mm-hmm. They don't go out in public. They stay home.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
On the big, well, there's a lot of land, and they're used to like trees
freedom.
And freedom yeah. and all that kind of stuff. I can see where your dogs wouldn't do well, like mm-hmm. on leashes and stuff.
Oh, no, yeah. You should see them at the vet's office.
Oh, right.
Wolfgang wants to tear everybody apart.
Right.
He sits underneath me mm-hmm. and barks.
Mm-hmm. So we are dog friendly.
Yeah.
So like I said that. And people come in, they bring their dogs. The other day, one of my friends, she said, why doesn't she have a name tag that she's the official dog greeter?
Aww.
So now Renee has a name tag that says she's the official dog greeter.
Aww.
So sometimes we greet the dogs better than we greet the people because we give them
well,
treats.
You should have dog days. Nancy is an official dog wrangler.
I am an official dog racer.
Right.
Race
wrangler.
Wrangler.
Well, they got to catch him after the race.
Explain this because, you know, at Dogs Fest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Tammy was in this week.
Yeah, the Corgi and Doxy races. Yeah. I do all of those for DOS. I'm a professional dog racer MC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's mine. It's Tammy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody wants
by the
to
way,
do their races.
By the way, in June, and I can't remember the exact date, but in June to promote DOS Fest.
We just did an event on Saturday.
I know.
And Magpies.
Mm-hmm. And, but we're doing dog races in the outfield at the Kenosha Kingfish game. And I get
to
do
it.
I get to do the dog races.
I'm really excited about if we can talk about Dogs Fest for a minute.
For sure.
I'm really excited that it's moving to Kenosha County Fairgrounds. It's a beautiful. I'm sad that it's out of the county, but it's a beautiful.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
For it.
I'm excited
and
it's back.
It's forever
exactly
home.
Town.
Like we have actually tomorrow is the final meeting with the Village of Salem Lakes, which is where Kenosha County Fairgrounds sits, for all of the approval for permits and everything. And once we get through that meeting, DOS Fest will be on the calendar at the Kenosha County Fair on a permanent basis.
That gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Tammy has put a lot of love and effort into this event.
Yes.
And it's not a moneymaker for her.
No,
it's a moneymaker for the community. She donates the money back.
Well, it's completely a 501c3.
Yes.
Like, and with DOS Fest this year, it's going to go to put food in food pantries in both Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth County this year because we've pulled, since we're in Kenosha County, and then we've pulled all the support from this Tri-County area, obviously, they're going to get the rewards. And so, but it's going to be phenomenal. I mean, the Kenosha County Fair has been so easy to work with, and they want us there, you know, and so, and they're starting to expand. And so this DOS Fest will be kind of their first, you know, like festival out of many that they're going to plan that are similar to this that they just haven't done in the past. And mm-hmm. so it's just been, it's going to be perfect. It's just going to be perfect.
And more importantly, it is so much fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
You cannot go there and not have a good time.
Right.
It's a blast.
Right.
So we brought in one of the bands last weekend to play and
oh, that's gonna
and
be
people were
at
dancing.
Festivals?
Yeah, and they were dancing in my theater. It was so cute that's in their awesome. Costumes. It yeah. was adorable. Yeah. It's on Facebook.
Yeah,
on the
cool.
Daz Fest page.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So, nice. Very
so there's
cool.
and there's a lot of events coming up that you know, and you'll hear more about that. But yes, I'm glad you brought that up because it after tomorrow it will be cemented in the calendar.
Well, people need to go and find that QR code, which is available at my shop.
Right.
The price was just lowered to $20.
Yeah.
Nice.
So and it's a trail pass, right? And
yeah.
Tell us. So tell everybody what they get. They
so number one,
place.
They even though you didn't come to the party, your trail pass gets you a drink at four different locations, including the bottle shop, mm-hmm. for $1, mm-hmm. and then Magpies, and then two other places.
Well, we just added Topsy Turvy.
Okay.
And I can't remember the other. Is it Fat Cats?
No, they're out of Lake Geneva, so they're different places.
Okay, I can't remember who it is.
So
I'll have to look.
And I didn't bring a card. So anyway, you get to go there, and then it includes also your admission to Daz Fest, mm-hmm. and a chance to win a year's supply of meat and stuff from Lake Geneva Country Meats.
Right.
Well, that's worth it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
For $20.
Oh, yeah.
Just your drinks alone from these little locations
right.
mm-hmm. pays your $20.
Well, that covers your free mm-hmm. drinks.
And it's a QR code. So you can come to the bottle shop. I have that QR code, or you can go online and find it.
We could go today, but you're closed.
I know. I have a key. I have a key when we leave.
You know
here,
the
I
owner?
Go. I do. I do. Everyone knows Beth.
I'm looking, so let's see.
So, speaking of events, there's a lot of other fun things coming up in Lake Geneva.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, we've got the Wee Whiskey Fest. We're
yes.
hosting some events at the shop.
And you're doing shows for that, too,
oh,
right?
My God. Bourbon and burlesque.
Burlesque. That's it.
Two
That'll
shows.
Be fun.
I think they're almost getting sold out.
So
good.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. So, it's with class.
Of
it's,
course.
It's not, yeah. These kids that are running the Wee Whiskey Fest are doing a fabulous job.
Yeah.
It's also the same weekend as Women's Weekend.
I know. That's going to be an interesting mix.
It's going to be a
I'm
great
hosting,
weekend.
I'm
oh,
hosting
yeah.
events
Fun.
For both of them
uh-huh.
at the shop. So, yeah.
yeah.
But we're
busy.
Still open.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to yeah. be a fun weekend in Lake Geneva. And hopefully God gives us good weather. The patio will be open.
It'll be good weather.
I think I've booked some music. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've booked some music.
I don't mind. I like it.
No, yeah.
The musicians are anxious to play outside again.
Yeah, well, it's really comfortable there. I mean, we did a lot of stuff with Mr. Lake Geneva.
Right.
On your patio. And
right.
we had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Oh, it was.
I love supporting all you guys.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? You're right. Everybody's done with cabin fever.
Yes.
Like, we're ready to sit outside. Sunshine.
Done.
Cloudy, as long as it's nice, maybe a little breeze, whatever. We don't care. We just want to be outside.
Right. And right.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, I just think that winter came early.
Yep.
And it's staying a little bit longer
and
than it was.
Yeah, and it was a weird winter. It was cold, but we didn't have a lot of snow.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I'm trying to find the actual.
But no, it'll
keep talking.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It's going to be a fun
weekend.
Weekend's
going to be a blast.
It's right. going to be great.
Just a crazy time.
And then we go into Cinco de Mayo. It was one of my wedding anniversaries, so I keep forgetting
one
that day.
One of them?
When were the other ones? Well, there's
Nancy's
the June
like,
one.
Could not love this woman
and
more.
And then we had
Just
the July
saying.
One. But the August one.
Yeah, right. So
I can't find the list. I'm
it was a great three-day
it.
Party that day, you know,
oh,
for,
yeah.
for that wedding. Yeah, but, you know,
yeah,
it brought me down to Lake Geneva. So he did.
So you fell in love with Lake Geneva.
With Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
Now I'm putting you on the spot that way.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Because Howard's listening right now.
Oh.
So now I have to go
Hi,
home
Howard.
And explain to him.
Okay, it is.
All right.
You can purchase your trail passes at Lake Geneva Country Meats. Topsy Turvy, Magpies, The Bottle Shop, The Runaway, and, oh, Kenosha, the Public Brewing Company at, well, there's
Publix.
A Public Brewing Company.
Yeah. yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a pre-party there on June 14th, as well as another one at The Runaway on May 10th. So, yeah. So, pass holders can win free brats, curds, and beer for a year.
That's amazing.
Wow. For $20.
That's a lot of
brats. For $20.
Yeah.
That's a lot of brats.
So you got to go and get your trail pass for DOS Fest, and then make sure you mark your calendar.
And you're supporting giving money back.
And it's only $20, and look how far it goes.
Yeah, we're putting food in food pantries. Right. And especially in summertime, people don't realize how much food pantries are utilized during the summertime, too, because the kids are home from school.
Home. Yeah.
So if I can just say this, I think, I don't know how long we're doing it. I sit the Business Improvement District here in Lake Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
We did a give back. And so what it is, and I should have come in and done a commercial earlier, but what it is bring three items of non-perishable food to the participating locations, including me, and you get 11% off at 20 different locations in downtown Lake Geneva.
Is that for...
It's different.
Is that during restaurant week?
This is a whole different
promotion. It's just a whole different promotion. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, we want to support our local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want people... Sometimes us locals don't necessarily want to come into town during the weekend. And so during the week, I think I need to talk to Alex and we extend this promotion.
That's awesome.
Because like Nancy just said, the food pantries are not getting the food that we're so feeling generous during the holidays
right.
with. We're
right.
now feeling, you know, okay, there's people that need food and we need to give it.
Right.
So I have a box at the shop that'll be open tomorrow morning, Monday. And so I will still honor the 11%.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know,
we will.
I didn't copy 11%, by the way.
Yeah, the need for food never stops.
Never. No, never.
It doesn't. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people in our community, even though people view us as affluent, mm-hmm. we have a lot of people in need.
Yeah, we do. We do. You don't realize. And when Tammy comes in and talks about all of the families that the
bridge, right.
That they service every and they help and they supply with food and, you know, the other things that they do. It's incredible.
Yeah, the numbers are high.
You would never know. So, yeah. Well, you know what you should do? We'll have Mike schedule something. You come in and talk about it on the afternoon show next week.
Okay. I'd be happy to.
On the Mike Mason show.
Yeah, we'll extend mm-hmm. that because I'm sure the businesses appreciate mm-hmm. having the new customers
right.
in. And
oh, yeah.
And three things out of my pantry aren't going to hurt me.
No.
However, it's going to help somebody else.
Oh, yeah. It goes a long way.
Well, but I do need to mention, do not donate expired food.
No.
Because that's the first thing they do.
Throw it away.
Yeah. People do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
People do.
No. If you're not going to eat it, why would you give it to somebody else to eat it?
I mean, if it's a can of mushrooms, I'm giving it away.
At all? Even if it's not expired?
They don't even need to be in my house.
You don't like mushrooms?
No.
Okay.
God, I love mushrooms.
They're the worst thing God invented.
No, I disagree.
Really?
Mushrooms are like the wood snack. You just pluck them and eat them.
I'm palpitating in my heart right now.
Oh, well, that's a good thing you gave me a drink first.
Okay.
You should probably have some and thin out your blood a little bit.
Before your heart palpitations go overboard, what's the next event at the bottle shop?
Oh, geez. Oh, my gosh, Nancy. I didn't bring a schedule.
Well, I mean, because comedy's over, right?
No.
Do you do comedy through the summer?
No.
Okay.
May 3rd is our last comedy show.
Okay.
So that's coming
up. One or the other. May 3rd. Right.
May 3rd.
Not over.
May 3rd.
Okay.
And then what happens then is then we switch to music outside.
The music, yeah.
But you know what? We're doing these classes called Wine Talk. So it's once a month. So I bring in a wine professional, different than me,
right?
That comes and talks. So in May, Brian's going to come in and talk about rosés.
Oh, cool.
So kind of cool.
So
and we do that the second Thursday of every month.
Okay. But all of that's on the...
On my website.
Website and mm-hmm. you post it on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh my God. Are we done already?
We are.
What?
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I know.
No. Who's on next? Because we can kick them off.
We just have to wrap up the show.
we can just... Not play music. We'll just talk for another hour.
Yeah,
I'm with you. 96.1 minutes. It's a goal I have.
You have to check in with Mike Mason about that. I have no...
I'm failing miserably at it. But I think we should go 96.1
to cut off
minutes.
My show
yeah.
in favor of music.
Him and
I don't know why.
Stupid black line.
I know Mike's boss.
Yeah. I do,
doesn't
too.
Seem to help us.
Hasn't helped
no,
so far.
It's not.
Right.
I appreciate
you know
all
because,
my minutes.
Because she needs Mike. So
we do. Yeah, she does.
We do.
She does.
We do.
Well, I'm looking forward to celebrating my 10-year anniversary with you guys.
I know. That's coming up, what, August?
In
September.
August.
August.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Oh, we're coming.
We're going.
Yeah. All of us are going, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to be there live, all kinds of stuff for like 2 days.
I've reserved you a table already.
Yeah. Cool.
So yeah, it's a big thing because it's my big birthday.
Uh-huh.
And it's my 10 years of having the shop. So we're just
She's going to be 30 years old.
Times two.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. So it's her birthday shop. Got it. Birthday. Yeah. Birthday,
and I wanted the radio station there.
Yep.
So
yeah, we'll be there.
Well, we want to be there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're all coming.
You kidding
me? So get ready.
This stuff is delicious. Why would I not be there?
I appreciate you guys.
Oh, no, we appreciate you because you do. You are an enormously gracious and generous part of the community. And you host all the stuff and you donate to all the stuff and you know stuff. And we just love having you here. And I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Well, it feels like.
Does it feel like 20?
Yesterday.
I know. It doesn't. Yeah.
No.
Like.
Right.
It's.
And what a great destination.
I know.
The bottle shop.
It really
just
is.
Just have fun when you go there.
It really is.
What's amazing me is the word that keeps coming out of people's mouths right now is the vibe. They love the vibe at my shop.
Yeah.
And that's not a word that's in my vocabulary, vibe, but it's amazing that that's a popular word that keeps coming out.
That's funny because that's why Mike and Kara like it.
Yeah. The vibe.
They've said that. They just like, it's just the
atmosphere. I just like
the atmosphere.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the vibe.
It's just a nice place. Yeah. Beth, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Make sure you
thank
check the
you.
Bottle shop on the World Wide Web as well as Facebook for all those events and classes and all kinds of stuff. And just go there.
Right.
Next Sunday, Mimosa and Flights.
Try some lake juice.
And I'm going to say cheers.
Cheers. We'll be right back to wrap up the show after this on Lake 96.1.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop right there.
Stop! Stop it!
Just stop. Just stop talking.
I love that woman.
Oh, my God. Is she fun?
Except that she has more energy.
Yeah.
Holy
she's
crap.
Got a lot.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So we have reached the just stop portion of our show.
I still have a little left. I cannot stop that.
I know. I keep drinking. You're fine.
I'm good.
I can hear it. I want to talk about the space adventure last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have some concerns.
Fact or fiction?
Well, I hate to tell you, but when it's just like people need to remember that there's always a camera somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's always a video of you doing whatever it is you're doing,
that's
whether
fact.
You want it there or you know it's there or not. Now, you know that every camera that surrounded this little spacecraft pod thing that quite frankly looks like a you-know-what and everybody knows it. It's a P word and I'm not going to say it.
Don't need to.
Everybody was watching this video of the door of this spacecraft. So people start going, it lands completely intact with absolutely not a scratch or burn mark on it,
yeah.
Might I add,
mm-hmm.
After re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. When, you know, I don't know what Elon Musk is doing wrong. When his spacecraft enters the Earth's atmosphere and the friction and the heat get a hold of it, you know, it looks a little scorched, as does every NASA
Everyone.
Piece
yeah.
of equipment on the planet and off the
Maybe
planet.
They're not using as good a paint.
Yet the Amazon guy builds a rocket capsule
mm-hmm.
that withstands the friction of returning from outer space into the Earth's atmosphere with not a scratch or a burn mark.
Right.
I am impressed.
But that grabs your attention, doesn't it?
Certainly grabbed my attention. The cardboard looking door also grabbed my attention. Now, I will say this. You know, they had this video of them, you know, like they
floating.
Were floating around or everything. You realize that AI can do absolutely anything as far as what you're seeing supposedly on the outside of the capsule. And, you know, you can use fans. I mean, bottom line is, search the video of this capsule and them opening the door. You can clearly see that it's staged. And if one little part of it is staged, it the rest of it is completely compromised right. as well. So they walk up to the door to, you know, let the ladies out to mm-hmm. kiss the ground because, oh my God, they were gone for 10 minutes. And you see that when they walk up, that they opened the door from the inside. And then I'm sure somebody was like, oh no, shut it. Because Jeff Bezos, Amazon guy, had to get a special stepladder and a tool to open the door
right.
and let the ladies out.
Special wrench.
Except that they opened it before any of that ever happened and
right.
then shut it real quick. Like, it's plainly visible. This is what I'm saying about everything that's going on right now. And I'm going to talk, and I mean the guy in El Salvador, the Harvard endowment that's jillions of dollars, yet the government's giving them a bunch of money. I mean, if you see it for yourself,
mm-hmm.
how do you question it that it's not true?
Right.
I mean, I saw the door open. Okay, maybe the door open. But I want to know, for safety purposes, and again, we mentioned in the last segment how my husband is a Mr. Safety expert because mm-hmm. everything, he's like overly safety. Why didn't those women have helmets on?
Well, and their hair was amazing.
Their hair and makeup was flawless.
Yeah, and you're getting blasted at, you know, hundreds of miles
right.
an hour.
Like, do you know what it takes to shoot an object into space?
Yeah,
and
ride
then bring
a motorcycle
it back?
For an hour and see what happens to your hair.
Right. I mean, I just...
Maybe they had a stylist with them. I don't know.
Whatever. I just don't. I mean, for safety reasons, like it was, honestly, it was
right.
a horrible example of what would happen. Because if something would have happened, I mean, they're just dead. Okay?
Yeah.
Because there's no oxygen up there. And there's little oxygen way up there, even inside the Earth's atmosphere. I mean, that's why planes are pressurized. That's why cabin pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, it just, I don't buy 1 second of it myself. I just don't. Okay. Sorry, Gail King, that I'm one of the doubters, but quite frankly, what you guys should have done is mess up your hair a little bit.
Yeah.
That would have helped.
Well,
or put on a helmet. I don't care what kind of helmet it is. Motorcycle helmet, crash helmet, you know, construction helmet.
Bicycle helmet.
Bicycle
something.
Helmet. I don't care. But I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just stop trying to pass that off as real.
Yeah. And the party
thing,
that they had up there.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's...
And the little flower, blah, 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 blah. Okay, but and here's the other thing. How insulting is it that they get off of that thing and they turn around and say, see, we've proven women can go to space. I got news for you. Women
have gone to space.
Have been the major factor, not only in space, but behind the creation
oh, yeah.
of all of the spacecraft and aircraft that have gone and come back from space.
Mm-hmm.
That's been women...
What was that show where it was all
Hidden
women?
Hidden Figures.
That's it.
Yep.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
That
it was
that
them.
Was going on.
So don't you're oh I look at my hair and makeup after I got out of space. This was a ride. No. Okay. You have no idea.
Yeah.
And that's insulting to the people who actually go to space
oh,
and
yeah.
work to do research and everything else. So not having it. Just stop. Yeah, so that was my rant about that. And I'm sorry,
well,
but
ranted.
I feel like I'm in the majority.
Yeah,
of
I've heard a lot
of those sentiments, yeah. Just saying.
A lot of that.
Another thing, just stop. The El Salvador guy is not a Maryland father.
No.
That's about 17 on the list of crap on his resume, people. Again, you see it with your eyes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The court records of him being proven to be a gang member are for you to read. They're online. They're public record. Read them yourself if you don't believe
right.
it. And then the added information we got last week was the girlfriend or the wife, I think it's just his common law wife that he has kids with, she filed for restraining orders twice for him beating her.
Right.
I mean, there's pictures of the beating, like
not
of her injuries.
Right.
Okay. He was trafficking human beings. Okay. El Salvador knew that he was a gang member. And he admitted that he was, because he flat out said, if I go back to El Salvador, a rival gang member is going to kill me. Well, why would they do that if you're not a gang member?
Why would they be a rival gang member?
Right. So, yeah. You know, I'm sorry, but this guy
should... They're latching onto whatever they can.
Right. But for somebody to spend taxpayer dollar to go down there and try and get that guy to come back here...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's my question, and this is the question of all questions, and then I'm not even going to talk about this anymore. You want the paperwork done. You want him to get a, quote, fair hearing or due process. Do it by Zoom from the El Salvadorian prison.
Right.
Because that's all it's going to take. Because that's exactly what would happen. They would bring him back. They would have the hearing. They'd do the paperwork. And he'd get right back on the plane and go back. So you want to do it? Zoom the court case.
Yep.
You do it for people that are at Walworth County, Kenosha County, everywhere else in this country. Do it with that.
Save
get the paperwork
money.
And be done with it.
Yep.
But don't. Spend taxpayer dollars. As a matter of fact, it's against the Logan Act, and I hope that guy and anybody else that tries to follow behind him to go do the same thing gets charged under the Logan Act. You are not allowed to do that without permission. Sorry.
Yep.
Anyway.
Agreed.
Ticks me off.
Didn't notice.
Do you have your real ID?
Yeah. I've had it for a while.
I do not. And now I have lost the envelope with my... our birth certificates and marriage license in it. I can't find it anywhere.
So you're not married?
Oh, yeah,
no,
I think I
married.
Am. I think that
you're
the
married.
Permanent dent in my finger, even when I don't wear my wedding band, is proof enough that I'm married. I have my passport, though, so I'm going to get that renewed.
Right.
But I can't find it. Like, Ty has his, but I can't get mine. But I am going to hedge a bet here. I think they'll postpone the deadline again.
Probably.
Because honestly, all these lawmakers are now looking at it going, why are we doing this?
Yeah, to move about the country?
Right.
Are you
already
kidding me?
You either have to have a passport, you have to have a photo ID, and you have all these same documents you have had to use to prove who you are to get the documents, the identification we have now.
Right.
So why are we doing this? And I think the Trump administration just looked at it and said, okay, we've been kicking this can down the road for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the deadline. Boom, we're done. And I bet you, just like many things that they do, they look at it, they listen, and then they change their mind because, yeah, you
it's
put
not
up
realistic.
A common sense argument here, and it makes complete sense, well, so let's make the change.
How many Americans don't have a passport? Because they don't need one.
Right.
Only if you're leaving the country.
And if you want a passport, you have to give them the same stuff.
Right. And it takes a while to get one. But I, like...
Yeah, 3 to 4 weeks.
I have family members that don't have passports.
I didn't... I thought mine was
expired.
They
shouldn't have to have a passport or a real ID to fly. Just an ID.
Right.
I have one because I had to renew mine, and that's what I got.
Right. So I don't know. I am going to hedge a bet that everybody panicking and all of these long lines. And like, there are people that you can't get an appointment before the deadline in some states. Now, here in Wisconsin, you don't have to make an appointment. You just go with all of your paperwork like you do a regular renewal on your driver's license. But I'm betting that it goes away.
Well, I hope you're right. Yeah. I think it's ridiculous. Always have.
Really quick, one more thing. And I know that you've been really busy this week, so I'm probably like flying through stuff. And
I think you're doing fine.
Okay. The other thing I think should just stop, Harvard and other schools, private businesses is what they are, has over $50 billion with a B, dollars in their endowment, which is what's called, otherwise known as a savings account.
Right.
$50 billion. We, the taxpayers, are plus it costs $60,000 a year to go there.
Right.
At least. We, the government, taxpayers, we own the government because we pay for it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's our country.
Right. We're giving them an additional $9 billion a year.
For what?
Well, they do some research, but... I don't know why they can't use what they should be doing is investing their endowment money into that research and then turning around and charging for it once you discover something.
But they are having the students who are paying to be there doing the research.
Right.
The professors are taking the credit for it and making the money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we giving them money to do anything?
Well, the professors aren't even making the money. It's the school. How do you think they got $53 billion?
Right. Why are we giving them any money?
So...
Just stop giving it away.
I mean, you know, you want to talk about all of this, you know, they're not protecting certain students and they're not, you know, and all of those kind of things. That's fine. You can talk about that. But and talking about taking away their federal funding mm-hmm. because they're not protecting students, Jewish students, whoever. How about they already have enough money?
Oh, yeah.
Let them deal with their own problems.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you should be condemning them for not protecting and, you know, free speech. You again, you're right. First Amendment, you can say whatever you want. It says nothing about consequences in the First Amendment.
Right.
You can say whatever you want. That doesn't mean there won't be consequences.
Yeah.
So why are we giving them $9 billion a year? And what the hell have they discovered? Somebody email me and tell me what they've discovered.
Yeah. Well, what we should be doing
generally interested.
Is opening this up to universities. This is what we're looking to find out. Find out. Give us a call.
Right.
Then we'll talk about money.
Invest your money first, right. Not mine.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry.
If we ran the world.
A little hyped up on my rant today.
Well, you've had some motivation.
I have. Anyway. So, happy Easter.
Yes. Happy Easter.
Have a blessed rest of the day. And, yeah, we'll see you next week. We'll be here bright and early next Sunday morning.
There we go again.
And next Sunday, when she's not closed, we are going to go try the mimosa flight at the bottle shop.
Yep. I'm in.
Cool.
Cool.
Have a great day. We'll see you next week right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.